Welcome to Bible Insights, the podcast where ancient wisdom meets modern life. The Old Testament of the King James Version of the Bible. The first book of Moses, called Genesis. This passage narrates a significant chapter in the life of Jacob, one of the patriarchs of the Israelites, detailing his journey to Haran, his meeting with Rachel, and the complex dynamics of his marriages to Leah and Rachel. Jacob travels to Haran, where he encounters a well used by the local shepherds to water their flocks. Upon arrival, he meets Rachel, who is a shepherdess of her father Laban's sheep. Jacob, moved by his immediate love for Rachel, offers to work for Laban for 7 years in exchange for Rachel's hand in marriage. Laban agrees to this arrangement. However, when the time comes for Jacob to marry Rachel, Laban deceives Jacob, giving him Leah, Rachel's older sister, instead. Laban explains that it is not customary to marry off the younger daughter before the elder one. He then offers Rachel to Jacob in exchange for another 7 years of work. Jacob accepts this condition, and after marrying Rachel, he ends up serving Laban for a total of 14 years for the love he had for Rachel. Despite Jacob's preference for Rachel, God blesses Leah with children, while Rachel remains barren for a time. Leah gives birth to 4 sons, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, each name reflecting Leah's hope for Jacob's affection or her gratitude towards God. A modern-day analogy could be seen in the way individuals might go to great lengths or endure challenges for the sake of love or fulfilling a personal commitment. The story also touches on themes of deception and the resulting complications in family dynamics, similar to how misunderstandings or breaches of trust can lead to complex relational issues today. Jacob's eventual resolution to work an additional 7 years for Rachel could illustrate the concept of perseverance and commitment in the face of unforeseen obstacles, a quality that is as admirable in contemporary contexts as it was in biblical times. Having unpacked the rich symbolism of this analogy, we now turn our attention to the scripture itself to uncover the profound insights it holds. Then Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field, and lo, there were 3 flocks of sheep lying by it, for out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And thither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in his place. And Jacob said unto them, My brethren, whence be ye? And they said, Of Haran are we. And he said unto them, Know ye Laban the son of Nahor? And they said, We know him. And he said unto them, Is he well? And they said, He is well. And behold, Rachel his daughter cometh with the sheep. And he said, Lo, it is yet high day, neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water ye the sheep, and go and feed them. And they said, We cannot, until all the flocks be gathered together, and till they roll the stone from the well's mouth. Then we water the sheep. And while he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel the daughter of Laban his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the flock of Laban his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel, and lifted up his voice, and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother, and that he was Rebekah's son, and she ran and told her father. And it came to pass, when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob his sister's son, that he ran to meet him, and embraced him, and kissed him, and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, Surely thou art my bone and my flesh. And he abode with him the space of a month. And Laban said unto Jacob, Because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban said, It is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. And Jacob said unto Laban, Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah his daughter and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah his maid for an handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, What is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? And Laban said, It must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. And Jacob did so, and fulfilled her week. And he gave him Rachel his daughter to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel his daughter Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, Surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction, now therefore my husband will love me. And she conceived again, and bare a son, and said, Because the Lord hath heard I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again, and bare a son, and said, Now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again, and bare a son. And she said, Now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah, and left bearing. Closing our chapter today, but the story continues. Until next time, this is Bible Insights, where ancient wisdom meets modern life.